This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
In many of the letters that St. Paul wrote to the various communities, he begins his letter with a wish of peace, and he ends the letter with another wish of peace. What is the message that he's trying to give to these communities? Well, first of all, the peace that he wishes upon them is not an ordinary peace. It's a peace that goes beyond our understanding. It's a peace so profound that it changes reality, and especially it changes our hearts. Paul experienced that peace on the road to Damascus. Remember how he was a persecutor of the church, and he was obsessive in his following of the law. He served a thing and not a person. But on the road to Damascus, he received the overwhelming love of Jesus, and that changed everything. It changed his whole perspective on life and what God wants of us. From then on, his peace was found in Jesus. In fact, I have a pet peeve when you go to the back of your Bible and you look at the maps. Very often it shows the four missionary journeys of Paul. My pet peeve is Paul didn't have four missionary journeys. He only had one. Because the minute that he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus, Jesus was his home. So wherever he was at peace in Jesus. And Paul also wishes that the community live in peace. Remember, these communities were mixed. Some were Gentiles, some were Jews. And the Jewish people used to hate the Gentiles. They never eat a meal with them. And Paul realized that God had taken the two and made them into one. We hear that especially in the letter to the Ephesians, that the two have become one, and they're all part of a building of which builds up the temple of Christ. Christ is the cornerstone. Christ is the keystone. Christ is our all. And so we find our peace not by doing certain things, but by encountering Christ. He's the one who looks us in the eyes and tells us, I love you. I forgive you. I only want you to live in my peace.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at FranciscanVoice.org.